The reason people aren't financially free is they don't know what to do and they don't know where to start. I want you to join Joey and I at the Virtual Inner Circle Live, April the 4th through the 6th, as we share with you the exact answers to those questions. We only do this event one time per year. I don't want you to miss out. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter promo code podcast. When you're at this event, you're going to get your investor DNA. You're going to get access to up to 6 different passive income strategies. So you know, leaving this event, exactly what to do, taking our decades of knowledge so that you can start becoming financially free. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter the promo code podcast.
All right, Russ, how on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard is it to get to financial freedom?
It's an 11.
It goes to 11.
Yeah, this is absolute Spinal Tap moment right here. Financial freedom is hard. It is real hard.
But it's not hard to understand the formula to get there. It's just the work to get there.
So let me do this. I'm going to share my screen.
Okay.
We just built this out. We just did a passive income mastermind, had about 25 people we were with in Nashville, and we were just sharing with the group, right? The objective in the group we were in was, how do we get to 200%?
200% of what?
Our passive income needs, meaning that our passive income exceeded expenses. Our monthly expenses by not one time, but two times.
Yes.
And in that group, we made the comment that it is just so hard. It's so hard to get the first 25%. And for our minds to consider getting to 100%, for some of us, like I'm sitting here looking at this chart, Joey, last August of 2020, our passive income for the month was $3,500. Respectable, right?
Yeah.
Respectable, but a fraction of what we spent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were pushing a boulder up a mountain at that point. It's like, well, this is cute, but not getting us. We're not anywhere close to our goal.
Well, and if you like, there, I read a book a long time ago by Dan Sullivan, The Strategic Coach. And I think the book is called How to Avoid the Gap. But here's what I remember about that is that so oftentimes we get caught measuring to the horizon, measuring to what we consider the goal. And we live in this gap disappointment. This like disappointment
discontentment of not, almost.
Not obtaining this objective that, yeah, for some degree may be unattainable. Perfection in of itself is unattainable. Instead of measuring backwards, right? Measuring where we've come from. So last August, we had 3,500 in passive income. Well, if we measured backward from where we had started just a couple of years before, how much in passive income did we have then?
We were actually negative. Negative. Below zero.
We had zero in passive income. Now we had a bunch of monthly expenses. But the point is that instead of saying, okay, we're at 3,500 and we need to get to 50 grand or whatever our number was, we said, no, let's see if we could get to 4,000. Let's see if we can get to 5,000. And that's exactly what we did in September, is we went from 3,000 to 4,000, from 4,000 to 5,000. And then we stepped it up a notch in November. We went to 20,000.
That's a big leap.
And to be honest,
we had to start because we had to have the momentum to get there.
Well, we had to have the belief that we just need to get to the next step. And the purpose of us sharing this and into today's topic is, what is your investor DNA? And more importantly, what does your investor DNA have to do with your success to become financially free? And I think the thing that we need to understand is that if we could just know the first thing about ourselves as an investor, it would help us take one step further, get one step closer to financial freedom. And for me, that's measuring backwards. That's showing success.
Well, and I think what you're saying is so wise, Russ, is that this is a marathon as much as it is a sprint, because if you could just take the very next right step, and for many of you, it is just understanding who you are as an investor, taking advantage of our investor DNA course and understanding that may unlock things that you never saw that we're always there. Or it may say, man, this path that I was already on, I'm now more confident and I can take faster action to get to financial freedom as fast as possible. That is tremendous.
Well, I'm sitting here looking at this passive income report. I see in the month of August, we put up over 68,000. And I'm not going to look forward to say, what is it going to be? Does it need to be 100? Does it need to be 200? I'm not going to even think about that, Joey. I'm just looking backwards over 13 months and saying, man, how far we have come, how blessed by the focus and the many, many steps that we took since August of last year through August of this year. Now, if you're excited about getting one step closer, today's podcast is an opportunity. Not only by listening to it, are you getting closer to financial freedom? If you will take action within the context of the passive income framework, which is understanding who we are so that we can create more passive income to be greater than monthly expenses, you too are moving forward. If you want, we're going to give you an action item right here. Go to wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/free call, and you can jump on a call with one of our coaches and determine how you can take this course and you can get one step closer. Now, Joey, without any further ado, let's belly up.
Welcome to the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast, your guide to understanding how to get out of the Wall Street rat race and start your own mailbox money lifestyle. Now, don't let these handsome Southern draws fool you. These financial minds are teaching our country to enhance savings, increase cash flow, and create passive income, all without the help of Wall Street. Are you ready to break through? Now, here are your hosts, Russ Morgan and Joey Murray.
Welcome into the Financial Freedom Roundtable, where each week we take difficult topics, we break them down in a humorous, low barrier kind of way. I am one of your hosts, Rusty Idea Guy Morgan. I'm sitting around the table with the best coaches in the nation who love to get down, who love to talk financial freedom, and who love to make fun of me. And let's get to the first one. My partner, the man who has an Italian stallion license plate tag, Mr. Joey Murray. How are you today, Joey?
Oh, never better, Russ. Never better.
I see you sporting some Wealth Without Wall Street gear today.
Well, you know, the swag store has been falling behind.
Yeah.
Just want to juice it up a little bit. You see this flat bill cap here. You know, let's get after it, guys. Let's promote. Let's get this thing out there. It's not going to promote itself.
Joey, that's not a flat bill.
Just because you didn't bend it didn't make it flat.
That's as flat as I could get it.
Yeah, that's not a flat bill. But I appreciate the effort, though. That's good.
So we're talking investor DNA today, Joey.
Yes.
What is your investor DNA?
I am an SI.
Now, if I don't know what investor DNA is, I probably don't know what SI means.
Well, okay.
Slow intelligence. What does that SI stand for?
Somewhat intelligent. No, it means that I am an empathizer, that I am steady, and I also am very charged up by people and interacting with people. But I lead with the empathizer role, the S.
I get that from your outfits, and I get that though you want to socialize with other people. So let's get to some more people.
Yes.
Let's get to some more people. Let's go around the table and talk to the man between two bamboo, our resident pilot, the guy who can get you home safely to financial freedom, Mr. Mark Haraguchi. How are you today, Mark?
Hanging in there, guys. Hanging in there.
Mark, it's what fall, is...
All the leaves are turning. The weather's getting cooler. So winter's right around the corner.
Dang, man. I feel like it's a Groundhog Day out in, you know, at the end of the year or something. He doesn't know how to respond to that. It's the reason, if you wanted to guess what Mark's investor DNA, it would probably be something like cautious. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I am a logical C, which that falls into the cautious, the correct. I'd also put calculating in there as well.
How about courageous?
Courageous, cunning, caring. How many other C's?
Charming. I think you could go all day.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. All right, let's go to the man with the $1 million smile, Mr. Incredible, JD Hill. How are you today, JD?
I am doing wonderful. Life is good. I love being able to look at Joey in his...
My flat bill?
Your flat bill, just looking like a dad. And I'll tell you, Joey is the perfect girl dad. Like, hands down, there is not a better girl dad than Joey Murray.
Mm. I'll take that as a compliment.
Because it is a compliment because you have 5 girls.
Yes.
Just for the audience's sake, I'm interested into why you say that he's the best girl dad. What qualifies Joey, other than having 5 girls, to be a great girl dad?
Because he's empathetic.
Ah.
Like, he feels first. And that is so necessary. Like, I would not be a good girl dad because I don't feel at all. And my wife is like, honey, can you give me any feelings? And I'm like, no, my tear ducts dried up when I was 2. I don't know. I have no feelings.
You've lost that loving feeling. So what is your investor DNA?
I am similar to Mark. I am a C, but I'm also a D. I am a CD, like a compact disc. So that is me.
So if C is cautious, what is D?
Driver.
So you're like gas pedal and brake at the same time.
Yes, I am absolutely like a gas pedal and a brake at the same time. So like my tires are always
spinning.
Yeah. So your personalities are constantly conflicting with each other.
It's exhausting. I don't know why I don't have gray hair yet. I'm blessed in that. But yes, constantly conflicting with each other.
It seems like a dog chasing his tail. Lots of movement, but going not very fast.
Wow, that's offensive. Yes, that's exactly what it is. I am a dog chasing my tail going nowhere. Thank you.
All right, let's get to the Earn. Earn, welcome to the show. This is a day that you get to shine, man. You get to share your investor DNA. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, you know, my personality... An investor DNA would definitely be somebody who wants to be out front shining.
Yeah. It seems like. What's your investor DNA?
I am in between Mark and JD. I am a CSD.
What is the S stand for again?
That's what Joey is. That's somebody who's pretty steady.
So you think about
solid.
It. You want to know steady. People's opinion upon it.
You have 3.
And then you want to tell them that you're right in the end.
I have 3.
Hey, by the way, Russ, we need to tell people what we're talking about. Like, I think JD is probably the most well-versed as it relates to personality profiles. Like, this guy has researched them for, like, on his own just for fun. So why don't you break down what is the investor DNA and what we're talking about today?
No pressure. I'm a big fan of psychology. I got into psychology in my 5th year in college. I took the victory lap.
That's your master's program.
Well, we got the undergrad. it just took me 5 years to get there. But and I've taken a number of these profiles. I've taken the DISC. I've taken the Culture Index. I've taken the Myers-Briggs. I've taken the Strength Finders. I've taken the Predictive Index. Because I think the more self-awareness that you have on who you are as a person in general, what those profiles do for me, and I want to call them a profile, not a test, because you can't fail in your profile. Maybe you can. But it helps you become more self-aware. Right. And what I mean is that once I understand what my deficiencies are, I can focus on the things that I'm actually good at and not focus on the things that I'm bad at. And I think historically we've been taught to look at things that we're deficient in and try to figure out how do we make those things come up a little bit instead of focusing on our strengths. And so the investor DNA is it helps you become more aware of who you are as an investor so that you make better investing choices rather than focusing on what the money says. Right? Because it's so easy to look at what the rate of return is going to be, what the yield is. That's the emotional piece. But the investor DNA is an agnostic objective tool right? That that helps you to just look at investments based on how you're hardwired, and that are more in alignment with how you think you are, rather more in alignment with what's going to help you become more successful in that particular passive income strategy.
So there's four different style types, right? We covered the D, which is the driver, which is your secondary trait. And Mark and Ernie, you guys had that trait as well. And the S, which is the socializer, empathizer trait. The C, which is the calculated analytical trait. And then there's the one that I am. The influencer, the out in front.
By the way, how did we forget to ask Russ what his investor DNA? I mean, he's got to be feeling left out right now.
Well, you knew that I was going to end up telling you what it was. It didn't matter, right?
100%.
So my investor DNA is an ID. I'm always having to show my ID, right? I've got to put that influence out there, but then I got to like to just throw it out there is not enough for me. I got to then convince you that my idea is the best. Hence the reason every time we have an argument on here, I'm always fighting for my way, even 6 to 8 weeks after the fact.
Even when it's the worst idea, you're still going to push it like that.
Well, that's the beauty of my profile, though, is that I forget really quickly. Mm. All the mistakes that I've made, my profile tends to forget the errors that I've made. And so here's the thing about my profile is you don't want to get into a highly complicated investment without someone that you know is going to do the due diligence for you. I'm going to jump in off that diving board and find out how much water's in the pool after I'm in the air. Right? That's just the way I work. But also I'm the one that's going to be getting into deals and finding experiences in those deals quicker, right? So I tend to fail quicker, which allows me to move faster, to pivot, to go. There's some of the pros, but also the cons. So as you were saying, JD, if you look at investment returns, my profile tends to want to get excited and be optimistic about all the different deals that exist. But the problem with that is that I don't end up looking through all the issues and the problems. So talking to people and hearing other people's point of view on those investments gives me a chance to better understand. So I love the investor DNA. The reason it's important is because we have to take action based upon who we are, not what the investments are. So Ernie, you've been talking with people over the last, I don't know, 2 to 3 years, coaching people through this process, how to get one step closer to financial freedom. What are some of the things that you've noticed as it relates to their investor DNA that would help them or has hurt them into becoming financially free?
I'll get two quick things. One happened this morning, meeting with this guy who really excited about his progress. But he asked me, you know, we've been evaluating this one passive income opportunity. By the way, this one that was of his top two passive income ideas when he went through the Pathfinder course in our community. So we were evaluating that one and he came back and he said, but what about the others? How do I know that the others aren't going to be a bigger bang for the buck? Mm. I said, well, if you remember when we met a few times ago, we talked about how your investor DNA aligns with this type of activity. And so then we started talking about if this is going to be the thing that helps propel you towards financial freedom, this is the first step. It needs to be a fit because if you do well in this, it's going to set you up for success on the next thing. However, if you pick the wrong thing that isn't a good fit, you're going to have to start over and you're going to be exactly where you are today on your way to financial freedom. And I don't want to see that for you. And so that rang a bell for him. The second thing is that this is a couple years ago now, I was working with this guy who he was getting started as well. He was pursuing an activity. We had not considered his investor DNA, and he got down into the weeds of trying to sell land. And he realized he was really good at all the tasks of that deal, of flipping land. But the thing he wasn't made for was the bigger mission, the bigger purpose. He couldn't tie his passion, the way that he wanted to serve the world, the way that he needed to interact with other people. He was that I, like Russ, need to tie the outcome, the experience. It just wasn't meeting his need. And so he got totally burnt out on all the work and none of the enjoyment, and he ended up hanging it up. And I hated that for him. And I will bet now, if we had considered his investor DNA, we may have picked another path.
Mm. This podcast is amazing, almost too amazing, Russ. There's too many ideas, and I don't know where to get started creating passive income.
Well, here's the thing, Joey. I think one of the things you need to consider in that statement is, what is it costing you to not know? What is it costing you not to take action? I love the statement that says you don't have to be great to start. You just have to start to be great.
If you're struggling on where to start, you have to know what type of investor you are. Know your investor DNA. And if you want to learn more about this, you can join us in our Passport Challenge at wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/passport. Get started today.
Mark, what's your take on how valuable the investor DNA is and why it should be considered?
So I'm going to take a little bit of a contrarian view here. I'm going to be the devil's advocate, if you will, on this one.
That's shocking based upon your own profile.
Well, I know, but this is the calculating part of it. Is from one lens, what we're saying here, I 100% agree with. If I'm going to look at my personal involvement, because I'm a logical C, if I'm going to look at my personal involvement with doing long-term rentals, it's a no-brainer. It's tried and true. The risk is very minimal. The numbers are there. It's not sexy. It's not fancy, but it works. But that also allows me to be a couple steps removed. I don't have to do all the sympathetic stuff, the empathetic stuff. I don't have to be involved with the tenant because I've already done that. And I want to do the turnkey portion of it. So if we look at my investor DNA as a logical C, then this is what where you guys were in looking at short-term rentals. It does not make sense for you individually to go and do that and run it. So now what? Well, now with the experience you've gained, with the background that we have, we can now stop and take a look at the problem and say, well, I have two choices here. I can either hang this one up because the timing is not appropriate, or I don't have the DNA to necessarily align. Or we can take a second path, which is, how can I make my DNA fit and get this investment idea to fit into my DNA? Mm. So for example, how can I make the short-term rental become a turnkey short? How can I build a system, have people run it, management, do all that touchy-feely stuff and coordinating stuff that I don't want to do? So I don't ever want anyone to look at the investor DNA and say, oh man, I guess that one's just not for me ever. Well, no, it may not be for you now. And that's what I really appreciated about what Ernie was sharing is, at those times, it was not appropriate for how they were approaching the problem. So keep an open mind, work within your DNA, recognize how you interact. And that's going to help you see, is there another way I can make this fit? Is there another way I can get to the destination? So it's not just a dead end for you, is kind of my takeaway.
I love it. Joey, you as an empathizer, right? Someone you said, you are definitely a feeler. How does that impact your decision-making now as an investor from maybe where you first started?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, before I answer that, if you've been listening so far and you're like, okay, I like this idea, how in the world do I even get my investor DNA? I want to point you to a resource, two ways to get there. One, set up a call with one of these coaches and you can get actually a discount to get the assessment. So go to wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/free call. Or if you just are like kind of like solo, hey, I want to do this on my own, you can enter our Passport Challenge and then it will lead you to our Pathfinder course, which you can buy the assessment directly from there and go to wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/passport. So just in case you're trying to get there, that's how you do it. So to answer your question, as an empathizer, first of all, I think the most important thing is to understand that as an investor, that is the thing. Is focusing on me as the investor is way more important than the investment. And most people get those things backwards, which we've already kind of alluded to and talked about today. And I see that if you look at Wall Street and you look at the game that everybody's playing, it's always about ROI. It's always about the things, the blind spots that JD was talking about at the beginning here, the things that can make you kind of get drawn away to something over here when at the end of the day, you are the investor. You have to take responsibility for the actual where you're going to place that money, where you're going to take that money and tell it what to do. But as an empathizer, just to answer your question further, Russ, I have learned that either I need to focus on things that I do not have to have a ton of hands-on, like for instance, even what Mark was talking about with turnkeys or ATM funds or things like that, that I literally don't have to have any interaction or very little, or I have to partner with the right operators and figure out how I can influence the outcomes of that investment. And I'll just use our short-term rental business as the example. I never would have wanted to do short-term rentals if it was me solo. And one is what Mark's already kind of alluded to is I don't want to be that hands-on from the standpoint of interacting with people on every single day basis with the turnover and all the managing of all those parts. Part of that's because I'm just not super detailed. But the other part is there's a lot of like unknowns within it. So having us partner together and have an operator who is really good at all those things made me 100% more comfortable taking that leap.
Well, and here's a, you know, again, there's so many different ways to look at this and to apply it into investing. And I know that we, as you said before, we've done so much research in this, JD. We've gone down and taking all different types of assessments and apply that psychology to how we can get the highest and best use of our time, right? The best results on our time. I think that, you know, one of the tools that we've recently added and our Inner Circle members get access to it, even takes it to a new level, right? Where we can even start to look at how do we see things from the world? Do we see things from a macro or a micro point of view? And I think that really helps us when we're trying to pick investments to match our style, is that we know which ones that we, you know, that are going to match our getting in the weeds mentality, or is going to be something that we can see the scalability of it, right? But at the, also the same time is, you know, how are we deductive reasoners or inductive reasoners? Like, can we see and create processes for the investments that we're going to get involved in, or do we need someone else to build all those things out and maybe us just cast vision toward those things? I know whenever we went through this for me, Joey, I have that high autonomy trait where I need to be able to cast vision. And then hence the reason I resonate more with business opportunities than I do investment opportunities. But there's right. people that go through this and they have a more team player, you know, investor DNA, and they need to probably stay away from business opportunities unless they're partnering, like you said, with another visionary. So yep. here's a, you know, as we wrap up and we get into the 101 Q&A, the group session we're going to do inside the Inner Circle, which I love that because then we get to give immediate feedback to the questions as it applies. What other key points as it relates to the investor DNA would you like to add, Ernie?
I think more of the same for me. I think this tool can not only, I mean, the big thing is keep you from making a big mistake. Discern what it's going to take on the outset. Give some direction besides the just getting started part, which is exciting. But can you do a little bit of strategic thinking, not only around the investment, but around is this going to be something you're going to enjoy doing? Because financial freedom should be enjoyable. So our activities, they should bring enjoyment to us, and how we're wired can help. And so it can help you avoid mistakes, But it can also help you put some of those things in place if you do have a level of self-understanding around, these are things that just aren't for me. So to Mark's point, how can I bring in people or resources, or how can I draw this thing up to where this is going to give me the maximum experience?
JD, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I'm, you know, understanding how I'm wired is so helpful, because the thing about passive income opportunities is they're marketed so well that they really draw to people's emotions, and they don't give you the downside or the things to consider on why you shouldn't do these things. It's always the upside, and rightfully so, because obviously they want people to invest with them. But the investor DNA and then the matrix that we built to give you the pros and cons from an objective point of view is so helpful. And so my final thoughts are to echo a lot of what Ernie said, but just to be able to have that agnostic place to look to say, all right, what is the pro of land flipping? What is the con to land flipping? What is the pro to long-term rentals? What is the cons to long-term rentals based on how I'm wired? That way I can know like what I have an affinity towards and what like I know for a fact like I can't do. So for example, hospitality, I'm just not that guy, pal. Trust me, I'm not that guy. And so that would have just been so helpful for me to have before I jumped in to, which again, I'm grateful for the returns, but having these tools to help you see and identify who you are helps to remove the emotion from making these types of investments.
By the way, I just wanted to throw this in, because we've had many conversations about the hospitality business, right? You've got a short-term rental. Joey and I have a short-term rental business. You've been throwing it in our face about pet fees forever, right? Like you've talked about opening your own dog kennel, maybe recreating the Dumb and Dumber shagging wagon.
100%.
I got a text message earlier this week, yesterday, in fact, from Joey and I's operator. And here's what it says. I just thought you'd find enjoyment in this. He says, I put five of our units at La Vista as pet friendly a couple of days ago. We just got a 9-night stay with two dogs and a $320 pet fee.
Come on.
Yes, let's bring it.
Come on.
Let's go.
Hey, what's my commish for that?
We'll work on that. That's another episode. And knowing my low follow through,
we won't talk about it again.
Don't think about it. Mark, final thoughts.
It's validation. I don't know how many calls I get on where people are wanting to really get their path going, or they've already started a path and they just want to know, am I on the right path? And one of the great things about the investor DNA is it's going to either confirm or deny where you are and what you're doing. And everybody likes, you know, positive reinforcement or daily affirmation. You know, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me. And that's what the investor DNA is going to do for you as you're looking at an investment opportunity, as you're evaluating this thing, like everyone's been saying, good, bad, ugly, and different. You're going to be able to stop and go, wait a minute, is this really going to align with what it is that I do and how I work? And if the answer to that is yes, well, now the decision to proceed really gets a lot easier for you, because now you're not second guessing yourself from that perspective. Now you're just looking at the metrics of what that investment is going to do for you.
Yes. I'm going to add to that and not allow you to ask me, Russ, but it creates competence, right? It and what that should do, the reason why does this even exist, right? Why did Russ, why did we create the investor DNA? Because we want people to get to financial freedom as fast as possible. Do you think if you started down the path and you got more confidence that this is a good fit for you personally, you're going to go faster or slower? You're going to run that much harder towards it because you have that confirmation, as Mark just mentioned. The other thing that I'll mention is this. The investor DNA is not just a personality profile. It also comes with the key factors for six of our top passive income ideas. And let me specify that for a second. Your key factors include the amount of time it takes to do this, the amount of capital it takes to do this. Are there selling requirements for me to get involved in this activity? And guess what? if you look at your personality profile and you think, oh, this may be a good fit, and then you realize it's going to take a lot of time and you have zero time, it doesn't matter what your profile is, right? So taking those two pieces together really helps you to get laser focused. And again, get to financial freedom as fast as possible. That's what we're all here for. And that's why I'm excited that we get to help people, you know, go through this DNA assessment.
Well, I'll end with this is we ended a conference last week that we got an opportunity to be with 25 or 30 other entrepreneurs, pretty high level entrepreneurs. And this was a topic that was presented to people who have sold businesses for 8, 9, and 10 figures. And each one of them was taking copious notes to the conversation. They were intimately trying to learn about themselves to improve upon the next deal that they were going to be a part of, right? And there were so many takeaways from just that session alone. And I think that this is so oftentimes overlooked that we don't consider who we are as an investor. And if, you know, the old adage, if you want to be successful, do what successful people do. And when I was sitting in that room, Joey, and I was watching the presenter share the investor DNA conversation, I was watching how engaged people were. People were more engaged in that conversation than some of the other passive income talks that were going on, because they wanted to know how to sharpen their own financial IQ. And that was the one thing that they knew could make the biggest difference in the next deal they were a part of. So no doubt. If you haven't already, as Joey said, take advantage of this. You can go inside the community. You can go through wealthwithwallstreet.com/passport. Get inside the community. Go to courses, Pathfinder. Right at the very beginning of the Pathfinder course, you get opportunity to take this and to start immediately understanding who you are as an investor, so that the next deal, the next opportunity that comes your way, you can understand how your mindset applies to it and determine whether or not you should be moving forward or more moving away from it, or getting a partner who has the things that you're lacking. As always, we appreciate you listening to today's episode. Have an amazing day.
This has been the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show to break free of the Wall Street mindset and begin building wealth on your own terms in places you understand, so that your wealth will never run dry. See you next episode.